Empty seats and a tattered flag in an Athens soccer stadium. A grim metaphor for the crisis hitting Greece's cash-strapped soccer leagues. The fate of the country's second and third-tier teams now hangs in the balance after players went on strike over unpaid wages and lack of health insurance. Football League Vice President Stelios Sfakianakis says the league has been hit badly by the current economic crisis. He says this has been the worst crisis for Greek soccer since the professional game was created.
Things have gotten worse as we have not received any funding or income since last May. We don't have the television contract that we had with the national broadcaster, nor have we reached an agreement with OPAP, the Greek Organization of Football Prognostics, despite it being practically February.
Despite the suspension of games, some teams, like Ethnikos Asteras, were still training in Athens. Its coach says the problem of uninsured players must be tackled.
This year, the second and third tier national teams have been left at the mercy of God. The athletes can't play uninsured. The league is a tough one. We have many injuries every Sunday, and they've given insurance only during some games, not all. That's the worst thing. I would rather the games never start if the players don't get insurance.
This midfielder says he hasn't been paid for the last 7 months and is now forced to borrow money from friends and family. 12 third tier teams folded in 2011 due to a lack of funds. Sunita Rappa.